In a season full of tweaks and shakeups along the Browns' offensive line, the team implemented one more change in last week's game against Cincinnati. This one could stick for a while, though, and that's because of an encouraging performance from rookie Spencer Drango at left guard. Drango is filling in for the injured Joel Bitonio, who is out for the season with a foot injury. 1 week after that injury happened, Alvin Bailey slid into that spot at left guard alongside a number of different players at the center position. This past week, Drango filled the spot and played all but one snap against the Cincinnati Bengals and fared very well. Even through the process, he played through the pain, suffering a knee injury early in the first half, but coming right back on the field when it was deemed that it was not a structural issue. The fifth-round pick out of Baylor has impressed the coaching staff with his versatility. In college, he played mostly at the tackle position. He began his time with the Browns competing for a spot at right tackle, but quickly assumed the role as this team's sixth man. He's entered a number of games as a tackle-eligible player and even had a pass play designed for him to catch a ball. Now, going forward, he's going to help the Browns stabilize an offensive line at a left guard position where Joel Bitonio was playing as well as anyone in the NFL. Bitonio has some hard shoes to fill, but Drango seems up for the challenge and is setting himself up to be a major part of this offensive line moving into 2017 and beyond. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates on the Browns versus Jets.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go! Hoo, hoo.
He came out on Monday and emphatically stated, we are not going to trade Joe Thomas. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it feels good to be loved. I'm hoping that they stick to their word on that. Obviously, I really want to be here, and it's important for me to be part of the turnaround.
Joe, why is that? I mean, I know you've been here for almost a decade, but, you know, I mean, everything that you've been through professionally and even personally, you know, with this team, I mean, a lot of guys will be looking for the nearest lifeboat, and you want to see this through. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm a goal setter and a guy that's very goal-oriented. And to me, doing the things that you set out to do and that you say you're going to do is important. And so when I first got here, my goal and my mission was kind of always to make the playoffs and to help be part of turning the Browns into a consistent winner and kind of turning the franchise's fortunes around. And we haven't done that yet. And so to me, that means that my mission is not yet complete here, and so I still want to be part of it, and I really respect the coaching staff. I think Jimmy got it right by hiring Hugh and his staff, and I think Sashi and the guys upstairs are doing a great job. So I think all the pieces are here. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
When you said, I hope he's right, is there a small part of you that knows there's no surprising anymore in the NFL?
Yeah, there's no surprises in the NFL. So you always have to be ready and be able to roll with any punches that you're given. But you know, I wouldn't expect to be traded, obviously, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world because that's the way the NFL goes. We're commodities in this business, and we get traded just like stocks and bonds. So it's just part of what you have to accept when you – become an NFL player.
So will the next 6 days be nervous for you? Or
no, I think I've had the experience of living through it a number of times already, so it's not going to be anything new to me. And it's not anything that I can control, so it's not something that I would worry about. I think my years in the NFL has taught me to control the things that you can control and don't stress about something that's out of your control because it'll make you crazy.
Joe, last year at this time, were you at all being kept abreast by Peter Schaefer? I heard this, I heard that. Or was it after the fact that you got everything put in?
Well, I think some of the details kind of maybe came out after the fact. Whether they were true details or not, I'm not sure. But the story that you know you get after the fact is usually closest to what the reality is. I think there had been rumors going up to the trade deadline last year that Denver was interested, so I'd heard those same rumors. Now, I didn't know to what level that was true or what level it was just sort of a rumor or not, but like I said, I don't try to focus on it too much because I got enough things to worry about during the season.
So when you see other guys, though, like, you know, T.J. Ward and these guys that go on and they end up with a Super Bowl ring,
I do, and I want to have it in Cleveland.